Hey, true crime fans, and welcome to SSI True Crime's very first podcast. My name is Hazel Richardson, and I run the SSI True Crime Facebook page, and I will also be hosting these podcasts. Now, we cover true crime cases not just from Surrey, where we are based, but from all around the world. I'm hoping to release one podcast every week. I'm not sure on a date yet, like a certain day. But as soon as I have a schedule set up, I will definitely let you know when it will be. So today's case is one of Lionel Tait. Now, Lionel Tait was born on January 30th, 1987. He was described as a bright lad having an average IQ. But he did have a violent side. Lionel loved WWE. Now, if you don't know what WWE is, it's World Wrestling Entertainment. And it's one of the most famous wrestling brands in the world. And he would often reenact the moves he saw on the TV. At this point, he was 12 years old. He had been suspended from school 15 times for violent behaviour. But this wasn't the only problem that Lionel had. He was also known for stealing and for being a compulsive liar. Some people claimed that his mother was never concerned about any of his behaviour, and that she never really punished him for any of his actions, that he just got away with it. So it never stopped, he would carry on, because she never made it clear to him that what he was doing was wrong. But clearly the school did by suspending him, but any 12-year-old's going to be glad of time off school. So, the actual case started on the 28th of July, 1999. And like I said, Lionel was 12 years old at this point. Lionel's mother was called Kathleen, and she had been asked to babysit a 6-year-old girl, a neighbour's daughter. And they were looking after her for the evening. Kathleen decided that she would go upstairs and leave Lionel and Tiffany, which was the name of the 6-year-old, Tiffany Endwick, downstairs, and that they were going to watch TV. At around 10 p.m, the two children were making a lot of noise, so Kathleen shouted down to them to be quiet, but she never actually went downstairs. She just asked them to be quiet and assumed they would. At 10:45, Lionel went up to his mother's room and told her that Tiffany was not breathing. He said that he had been wrestling with her and that he had Tiffany in a headlock when she had banged her head on the table and stopped breathing. But obviously Kathleen couldn't confirm this because she was upstairs while the children were downstairs. So she went downstairs and found Tiffany not breathing. There was no way of saving her, so they obviously called an ambulance and the police. So an autopsy was done on Tiffany, showing that she had 35 injuries, which obviously this proved that Lionel's version of what happened isn't exactly the truth. Now, of these 35 injuries, there was a fractured skull, broken ribs, bleeding to her brain, and multiple bruises that covered her entire body. They ruled that it was believed Tiffany suffered a severe beating, and it was estimated that the beating would only have lasted about 5 minutes, but the injuries were consistent with the same as if she had fallen 3 stories. Now that's quite a fall, and that's quite a lot of injuries, so it was clear it wasn't just from a bang on the head. So, in 2001, Lionel went on trial for the murder of Tiffany. It was decided that he would be tried as an adult, even though at the time of the murder he was only 12 years old. He was offered a plea deal. If you don't know what a plea deal is, it's basically when they say, if you plead guilty, we will give you something. So his plea deal was that if he pleaded guilty to second degree murder, then he would get 3 years in prison and then a year house arrest. And after the house arrest, he would have 10 years of probation. This was a pretty good plea deal, but Lionel and his mother turned down the deal because they decided that he wasn't guilty and that he should plead not guilty, because they believed it was an accident and that at the age of 12 years old, he didn't realise wrestling moves would kill Tiffany. So that was their defence. It was an accident and that he didn't deserve prison. During the trial, Lionel gave evidence. But he didn't give evidence actually in court. What they did was they recorded him talking about what had happened, and this was played in court as his evidence. Because obviously at this time he was only 13. He would have been 13 at this point. So that's what was decided. His evidence would be given by a video that had been previously filmed. He now claimed in this video that him and Tiffany were play fighting, and he was doing wrestling moves on her when she fell to the floor and started crying like a baby. So this is different to what he had originally said to his mother, because he said a headlock and she had banged her head. But now he was saying that there was other moves involved and that she had fell to the floor crying, which proves that she hadn't just stopped breathing, she was in a lot of pain. He said that he just left her on the floor crying and went back to watching TV. It was a little while later that he realised she had turned blue and was cold. And this was when he decided to go and get his mother. So at this point, for her to be blue and cold, Tiffany had already stopped breathing for a while. The jury deliberated for 2 weeks and found him guilty of first degree felony murder at the very young age of 13. Due to the law about being found guilty of this, Lionel was sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. This was due to the fact that he was tried as an adult and not a child. And so the sentence is an adult sentence instead of a child sentence. So he had no chance of parole, so he was told at the age of 13 he would spend the rest of his life in prison. At this point, Lionel cried as he was led away in handcuffs. At 13 years old, that was it. His life was going to be spent in prison. But Lionel had a lot of backing by a lot of people, and they believed that he was 12 years old when this happened, and that he should not have got life. They also believed that it was an accident and that he didn't understand at 12 years old that he was killing poor Tiffany. In 2003, they got an appeal, and it was discovered that Lionel had never actually received a psychic examination which would have determined if he was mentally capable of understanding what he did to Tiffany. And because of this, he actually never got a retrial, because Lionel was given the same plea deal again, that if he pleaded guilty, he would serve 3 years in prison, a year house arrest, and 10 years probation instead of a retrial. And he had already served 3 years in prison by this point, so he would go straight into house arrest for a year and 10 years probation. Lionel, at this time, accepted the plea deal and was put on house arrest. But Lionel's second chance of freedom didn't go well, and he was arrested for breaking his probation by leaving his house just 8 months later. So at this point, he was 13, 14, 15, roughly 16 years old. So he had left his house, and I believe he had an ankle bracelet. I'm not sure. But he was arrested. And he was found to have a knife on him at the time of his arrest. But a judge decided to be lenient on him again and not to send him back to prison, but just to add 5 years to his probation, meaning that his 10-year probation would now be 15 years old. 15 years probation, sorry. And Lionel was released again on house arrest. So another 8 months passed, and this point Lionel was no longer on house arrest, but he was arrested again. But this time, he was arrested for armed robbery of a pizza delivery man. Lionel and his friends had ordered 4 pizzas from Domino's. When the delivery man arrived at the address, Lionel confronted him, pointing a gun at the man's face. The driver dropped the pizzas and left. He called the police when he got back to the store. When the police arrived with the delivery driver to the address, they asked him to point out which man had pointed the gun at him, and he pointed to Lionel. Lionel had also assaulted his friend. So after he had pointed the gun at the delivery man, Lionel had attempted to go back into the house when his friend had refused to let him back in because of the gun incident. At this point, Lionel had also assaulted his friend, which didn't really help his case. Lionel wouldn't tell the police where he had got the gun or where he had put the gun now, as it could not be found. They searched Lionel, they searched the premises, the surrounding area, they couldn't find it. Lionel was once again in front of a judge. The judge decided he would go back to prison this time for 30 years. And this was for breaking his probation, not for the gun incident. This was just because by being arrested and having a gun, he had broke his probation. He went back on trial for robbery. He pleaded no contest. So no contest isn't saying he's guilty, but it's not saying he's not guilty. It's basically saying he won't fight them. He'll take whatever punishment they give him. And he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. But this was to run with his 30 years in prison, turning it into 40 years in prison. Although, now Lionel claimed he didn't commit the robbery, and it was actually his friend who did it, and that he is innocent. So he's actually serving 10 years in prison now for a crime he says he didn't commit. But if that was the case, then why, when he went to trial, did he plead no contest? Surely he should have pleaded not guilty and fought for the fact that his friend did this and not him. So I'm not sure how innocent this lad really is. So today, this argument still carries on. Should Lionel have ever been given a life sentence for the murder of Tiffany? And if he hadn't have gone to prison, would he have reoffended? I don't know. Personally, my opinion is that maybe he knew what he was doing, but we'll never know because he didn't get his psych exam. See, if he had been given the psychiatric exam, we would have 100% proof whether he understood that what he did to Tiffany would have killed her. As for reoffending, I don't know. I think if he had been let out, he would have only been, obviously, 13 years old. He could have gone back to school, grown up, and maybe he wouldn't have reoffended. Whereas he was sent to prison, where he was with, obviously, criminals older than him, because he was only 13. And even like a juvenile prison, which I'm not sure if that's where he went, I would assume so. Obviously, they normally got up to about 18. He could have been influenced by them, and that's why he reoffended. I'm not sure. But he did reoffend, and I think because of that, he deserves to be in prison right now. But I do question a jury that would sentence, or judge and jury, that would find a 12-year-old guilty and sentence him to life without parole. Like, you gotta wonder what that would do to a still growing mind. I will leave that thought with you. And that is the end of today's case. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next one. Okay, bye.